back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader in the House, hopes to be Speaker someday. That would be a disaster. My prediction is if, God forbid, they ever took the majority, his own caucus would not elect him Speaker. He's that bad. Even they know a skunk when they see one. In any event, he issued a statement ripping the IRS. Republicans always attack the IRS, demoralize it, won't vote funds to pay their salaries. Also, they can reduce the number of audits and their donors can steal money through tax fraud. Well, this time Kevin McCarthy rips the IRS because of a poster he saw promoting the child tax credit. Well, the child tax credit, you know, you have children, you get a tax credit. It helps support them, helps feed them. That's the proposal. That's the idea behind it. Helps feed them. Helps buy them knapsacks so they can go to school, you know, that kind of stuff, school supplies. And here's the statement he put out, blasting the IRS. He said, quote, "The IRS wastes government tax dollars to advance a handout. This is welfare without work requirements." This is for kids. How the kids are supposed to work? What? A two-year-old supposed to work so he can feed himself? You know, this isn't the jungle 200,000 years ago where right when you're born, somehow you got to figure out how to feed yourself or whatever. This is sick. This is a sick guy. But what's doubly sick is that he was wrong. The IRS didn't put out that poster. You know who put out that poster? It was a 19-year-old college student named Tobin Stone who put out that poster. He's a good graphic designer. He just decided to put it out. It goes viral. And Kevin McCarthy rips the IRS for putting it out. He can't even figure out who put it out. He can't even check on it. He has staff. He has a large staff as minority leader. He has security. It's a big budget. Put a staffer on it. Say, I want to attack this poster for being put out by the IRS. You know, call the IRS, get a reaction, go sniffing around. You get paid to sniff, get sniffing. And they would have come back and said, the guy named Tobin Stone, who was a 19-year-old college student, put it out. And then McCarthy presumably would not have attacked Tobin Stone. He still could have attacked the idea of a child tax credit. But the idiot attacks the IRS, the boogeyman of the Republican Party, because the IRS enforces the tax laws. It audits. Right now, you are three times more likely to be audited if you make less than $25,000 a year than you are if you make $1 billion a year through limited partnerships. Let me say that again. Right now, you are three times as likely to be audited if you make less than $25,000 a year than you are if you make $1 billion a year through limited partnerships. And that's exactly what Kevin McCarthy wants. He does not want auditors. He wants a few of them to go after people making $19,000 a year. And they take a deduction for something like gas to get to work. And that's a deduction that's not permitted unless you're a traveling salesman or something. They argue about that. They get some poor guy. They fine him. They interest. The amount he owes is like three times what he would have owed. Every once in a while, they'll throw one in jail as an example. As a farmer in Indiana, what he did was he didn't report all his income. He didn't have much income. He'd had losses for years, but instead of putting it down as loss carry forwards, and he went to jail. How many people do you think went to jail after the meltdown on Wall Street back in 2008 and 2009? For selling poison derivatives. Nobody, not a single person, not a single person. What they did is they would bundle a package of mortgages they called derivatives. Remember that term? And then what would happen is within that package, there would be mortgages loaned, and there was one in California, 800 grand loaned by a bank to a guy who didn't have a job. And they booked it as an $800,000 loan with a requirement of whatever, you know, 8 grand a month in interest. It's a guy who didn't have a job. Of course it went south. And pension funds, some pension funds, union pension funds bought these things. And the investment bank that sold them knew that they were poison and didn't tell them. And then, of course, they lost. Government had to come in and bail it out. This would be very similar to a builder who builds a house for you and soaks the wood in gasoline. And then he puts up the house and your wood is all soaked in gasoline. And he says, this is a sturdy house. Give me $1 million, blah, blah, blah. You buy it. 2 days later, starts to burn down and kills people in the house. I mean, quite literally. You think somebody might have gone to jail over poison derivatives, deliberately poisoned derivatives, sold with the knowledge of the people who sold them? You know what the fiction was? These were all big boys. They should have done their own due diligence. They should have asked about each mortgage that's part of the derivative package and broken it down, blah, blah, blah. Baloney. Baloney. None of them went to jail. But some people who make hardly income do go to jail, as an example. To whom? To whom? Not to the 0.1%. They laugh and they use people like Kevin McCarthy to attack the IRS. Well, in this case, Kevin McCarthy attacked the wrong target. Kevin McCarthy attacked the IRS because a college student, 19 years old, named Tobin Stone, had put out that poster. These are pathetic people. These are pathetic people. Going to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Well, good morning, Matt. You get another three cheers from another listener and three cheers for Betsy, too. She does a great job. Love hearing her. You know, isn't this just the way fascists work? I mean, fascists and criminals. I mean, I don't even know why these people, a lot of them still aren't under investigation, you know, for literally putting all the people at risk. And the way that they turned down the investigation on what happened on January 6th, and the way they refused to even discuss protecting the voters and their votes. I mean, it's so unreal watching this farce play out with the Republicans and the lies. I mean, could you imagine if we were kids in school and we're learning about our country and the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America and how the finest and most honest people serve our country and how we need to obey the laws? It's astounding, and they wonder why kids today are having so much trouble, you know, with depression and fighting with one another and the anger that's coming out. Right. I mean, these Republicans are, you know, the ones that are serving now. I'm not seeing the average Republican who don't know what the heck's going on. And you know, I got to say that sometimes I get really frustrated, you know, with your normal average Republican, that they're not paying more attention. But yet the ability of those that are in charge to lie.
That is eloquent. Gene, we're going to a break, but I want to respond very briefly because that was eloquent. And the truth of the matter is, a lot of these Republicans are not innocent. The people in this state that follow Robin Voss are not innocent. And if they follow Trump, they're not innocent. And the sad thing is, you're from a great area of the state, Eau Claire, but you know, you could go up to Rice Lake, you go over to Chippewa Falls, you could go to Menominee, and even right around Eau Claire, you're going to find people who vote Republican and who are proud to do it, even knowing everything you just said. You and I and the others have got to be examples, raise the issues, and teach them some history. Gene, thanks for calling in. As always, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I love you still. I need you. I need you. More than ever.